Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the measuring stick. Let's go, hook him up!
I would have dog you until I wear your Texas ass out there.
The game is ours to play.
And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.
Welcome to another edition of Over the Top Radio. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I'm currently joined by my co-host, Craig, who I don't even really want to talk to because I saw a post he made earlier who's complaining about 84-degree weather in his workplace, and that just makes me sick.
Okay, I'll hang up now.
As you want. I mean, I'm sure it's so hot.
He's a big man. It probably affects him more.
Yeah.
He's a big man.
Well, I'm a big man,
probably.
Yeah. And the guy who had to jump in and speak before I could introduce him, Couture. What's going on, Couture?
Everybody knows me. Know what I do for a living.
How are you enjoying the near 100-degree weather we're having, Couture?
Actually, not well. It's been raining all day, so it's not actually too bad.
Yeah,
this
actually,
is what you
the
don't
last
understand.
Three... Okay, go ahead.
I just don't go outside.
And this is what you don't understand. This was the temperature in my shop. It's hotter than that outside.
Yeah, but like, what, 90 at the most?
It's 92 today. Tomorrow it's going to be 98.
I wonder how you would deal with a week straight of 104. Actually, but I can't complain because this week, because like Katrina said, it's been raining and we've actually had a nice week, actually. It's been a miracle. So I can't do my Craig too much, but it's just something I'll never get over. I'll always find it funny when I hear you Northerners talk about the heat because you really don't know heat.
Warm right now. No, I know heat. I know I'm complaining about nothing. I know it's hotter in other places, but we ain't used to this. I live here because I like the weather here. It's very warm, and I work on the second story. So it's hotter upstairs than it was downstairs where I checked the temperature.
Wow. Cool. Well,
I could live somewhere where it's about... The high would be like 45 degrees every day. I'd be in heaven. I just like cold weather more.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything that would sound better. I mean, I fucking love the winter. People always give me a hard time because I'll be out in the cold with just a shirt on or shorts. So they'll be like, what are you doing? I go, I'm enjoying this. I'm going to take every freaking inch of coldness that I can take, dude, for as long as I can because it doesn't last long enough. I mean, we're lucky if it breaks freezing, like, what, maybe once a year?
Yeah, pretty much. I sleep better in the winter for some reason.
Me too.
I'd rather go to sleep, like, cold than go to sleep hot. I can stand
absolutely.
Shit.
Yeah. But I guess we can stop talking about the Heat because we have plenty to talk about. We have an incredibly big weekend. I mean, it's just off the top of my head here, we got SummerSlam, we got NXT, we got UFC, we got ROH, and then for all the other even hardcore marks, you got, I think, the Super Junior J Cup is this weekend too. So just an insane amount of shit going on. But all that pales in comparison to the WWE's wellness policies blowing the fuck up because they're suspending people left and right. We got three victims down in 2 days, as yesterday
three
they
victims?
Announced. First, yeah.
I don't think they're victims.
I guess not. Well, Eva Marie's husband's claiming she's a victim, and he's pulling in that. Well, he's not going to let her do the Adam Rose. He's going to do it for her. So hopefully she won't get fired.
He's
going to
get fired, man.
But it actually makes me think because all three of them, I guess, well, I don't think he's come out before, but since they're filming this season of Total Divas, I would imagine Alberto Del Rio's in there somewhere. So I'm starting to think, and if you see all these other shows on E, you know, all these crazy bitches on all these reality shows, I think they pay these all these women in cocaine or something because it's just. I mean, they haven't said exactly what it is, and with Eva Marie, honestly, it could be different things, but with the other two, it's not hard to narrow it down. I'm pretty sure they didn't both get suspended for steroids, because I certainly doubt Paige is taking Deca or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get suspended for pot. So when you're a couple and you get suspended, and then they're mad at you because you went out to some fights that weekend, they probably were like, okay, as soon as they show up, we're going to drug test them. and they both failed. So to me, especially because before Del Rio went back to WWE and he was on the Indies, do you remember he was supposed to this happened a couple times, but the big one was he was supposed to go to this charity event. Big charity event that he promised he was going to go, and he didn't go. In fact, nobody knew where he was for like 3 days. And then I think he also missed a flight overseas when he disappeared. Usually when you disappear, you're on a coke bender. I know, I've done it.
I'm sure plenty of people have disappeared not on coke benders.
Yeah, but a lot of people who have. And then all of a sudden, he gets with her, and she starts acting kind of weird. To where even her friends are kind of speaking out about it, and everyone's kind of tripping on her, and she's running into traffic, supposedly, and just being out of control. And I had some friends who were at the WrestleMania after party who saw a lot of drugs there, with a lot of wrestlers, her being one of them, who was having a very good time. So, you know, I don't know for a fact, but other people are reporting it as fact that it's cocaine. But I hate to say it, but I kind of saw this coming because I was actually talking to Rover on Twitter on the DM about something. I don't know if he was asking me something or I was asking him something, but we got into the whole Paige, what's going on with Paige. And I told him, I go, look, I'm worried because he was showing all these signs of being on coke before, and now she's acting crazy and this and that, and I really hope that he hasn't got her hooked or doing that shit. And then not that long after, they get popped for something. Now, it could be Ritalin for all I know. I mean, that's what Roman Reigns and Adam Rose got popped for. Maybe they're popping Ritalin together, but other than that, what else is it going to be? It has to be a recreational drug because you know it wasn't steroids, because what the fuck would she be taking steroids for?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I'm kind of in the camp where I'm thinking it's just pills, you know. But you know, that's what I don't know. I don't claim to know. But I can see. You know, there's a huge problem with people popping pills all over the states, so all over the world. So that's kind of.
I blame Brock Lesnar. They didn't pop him, so they make up for it.
Well, the WWE Brock didn't get busted for steroids. He got busted for estrogen blockers. That might not be on WWE's wellness policy. Besides the fact that they can't suspend him anyway, it's in his contract because he's a smart dude, and he's like, before I signed this multi-million-dollar contract that I could lose if I got filled for drugs and got fired over that, let's make a clause that you can't fuck with me if I fuck him. You know what I mean. So Brock's a smart man. So I mean, people who are outraged about that and saying it's not fair. It's in the real world maybe it's not fair. But hey, the dude was smart enough to get that in his contract. The other wrestlers, maybe if they had the power or the negotiation ability, they could get that out of their contract and they don't have to fuck with wellness. But you really can't get mad at Brock for being smart. I mean, that's all he was as far as the WWE part of it.
Well, I think that goes for everybody that's part-timers, not just Brock. Isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure they're not testing
the
Brock.
I think in the Observer it said all the, like if you're a part-timer, like a guy like Brock or somebody, then you don't have to adhere to the wellness policy. So I don't think it's something that he got in his contract, you know, that he'd signed, you know, no, I can't be drug tested or something. I think it's something that was already there. So.
Yeah, that way they don't have to test Vince or Hunter when he wrestles or The Rock or whoever they bring in. Like if they bring in some celebrities that are like action stars that are, because you know we're probably going to get to see The Rock versus Vince Diesel at WrestleMania, and you know they're both going to be gassed to the gills.
Vince Diesel, I've never heard of him.
Vin Diesel?
That's what I said.
He said Vince Diesel.
Oh, it was close enough. The dude from Pitch Black.
Are they
there
the first women to get popped by the wellness policy? I can't remember any others.
Ooh, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I really can't think of any. And if they're going to get popped, they're going to get popped for something like weight cutters or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I was actually, like, when they first started doing the policy, I was actually expecting some women to fail for, like, you know, taking speed or shit like that, you know what I mean? To keep them, you know, any kind of weight reducer. But it actually didn't happen. And now we have two in 1 week. And, yeah, I just saw, like, before we started the show, I saw where someone had retweeted Eva's husband, and he's, like, pretty pissed off about it and probably using stronger words than he should regarding her job. But he says the truth will come out and everyone will be, like, shocked and appalled and disgusted when they find out what she was suspended for. So kind of curious what comes out of that, you know.
Well, it's not like she was working. She's having all these accidents every week. Can't work anyway, so might as well.
She had the best gimmick going on. She had the best gimmick going, though. That's the thing.
The damn traffic and the wardrobe, and she got a boo boo on her knee the other night, a couple weeks ago. Shit, said rough.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if her knee was really hurt, but I will tell you that traffic in Austin fucking sucks.
You know, if they were smart, they would make an angle out of this whole thing with her. You know, if she actually did get popped. You know what I mean? They could just say, you know, well, she's not here again, she's not here again, she's not here again, and just carry on the silly angle.
And they should have the person doing the voiceover in the arena say that she got popped for wellness violation.
No, what they could do is they could have the lights come on, he could start the intro, and then he's like, then he could stop and say, oh, wait a minute, she's in another town tonight, never mind, or, you know, something like that. Just keep the intro going every week You know, mm-hmm. you give her more and more heat, and then when she does come back, people will fucking hate her even more because they'll know why she got fucking, you know, why she wasn't there. And then as they keep fucking
right.
trying to ease it along, so that's something they should actually do. I mean, there's nothing that says they can't promote her while she's suspended. You know what I mean? I'd get the most out of it, shit.
And they promoted Roman Reigns while he was suspended.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, he's going to main event pay-per-view and shit. So
that's what I'm saying.
I think it'd get her some major heat. With the other two, I don't know. It's because, like, even Dave knows exactly what the fuck's going on. He's always trying to put, like, he would say, oh, she has issues. I think that's the worst he ever said. Or she's got other things going on or something. I mean, for weeks, people have been questioning her mental state. You know what I mean? I mean, for weeks now. I mean, shit, wasn't that after a pay-per-view when she ran out into traffic and shit?
I don't remember running out into traffic. I just remember some fans being assholes to him at a club and called the cops.
Mm-hmm.
That was a different incident. So they've been in multiple incidents with her,
yeah,
like, something going on.
So.
That's true. I mean, I don't doubt that, but all of a sudden, you know, everything's just too convenient. Just, you know, something's going on. And obviously there is. They both failed a drug test. And, you know, maybe we'll... I don't know if WWE has to release it. Like, with UFC, they tell you exactly what it is. I don't know if WWE is going to do that. I mean, we did find out that it was Ritalin for Adam Rose and Roman Reigns. So maybe we'll find out. But probably be a while. But something's up.
I should have been paying attention. I don't know.
Well, they broke the rule. Basically, they have a saying. I forgot what the fuck it's called, though. But basically, since they started doing the drug testing, basically, if you want a party, you wait till Raw, and then after Raw, you go to your room, you do all the cocaine or all the drugs you want for a day or two. Couple days, and then come the weekend when you gotta go back to the shows, you're fine, no problem. They bust a party during the weekend, and that's like breaking the rule number one.
I just said paying attention because it's a Ritalin joke.
Oh. Hey, Craig, this is totally off topic.
Sure.
This is somebody from your neck of the woods. Have you heard anything about Mr. Ooh La La?
He's a manager down in Oregon. He's
I know that he's actually been on the show. I saw a tweet where somebody was asking if people have heard if he passed away.
What?
That's what somebody on Twitter was asking. And it wasn't like really a big time. It wasn't a troll or anything. It was like the dude was asking a serious question. If anyone had heard of Mr. Ooh La La had passed away. So I figured if you're that part of the woods that maybe if that had happened, you'd probably have heard about it.
All right, talk amongst yourselves. I got some investigation to do.
Was he number 500 in the POWI 500 one year or something?
I don't know if he was that, but I remember he was on Jerry Springer, and he was fucking awesome.
I was.
Type in, like, after the show, it's only short clips, too. Just go to YouTube, type in Mr. Ooh La La, and it'll probably say on Jerry Springer. And
I do remember the night. I swear I think he's in the PWI 500. Because they always made a big deal every year about number 500 or something. I distinctly remember that night from the aftermath.
I guess it might have been when me and Pete were doing the show, but I remember talking to him at least once or twice. On the show. He was a cool dude. I haven't heard from him in quite a while, but he was always cool. Because a couple years ago, I used to talk to him on Facebook and shit. But hopefully it's not true.
I think I remember talking to him, too, on Facebook. I think I was friends with him, too.
Yeah. Might have been, like, very early on the show. But anyway, are you doing... I've brought this... store up before, always figuring you would know what I'm talking about, but you always seem to not know what I'm talking about. But I guess apparently there are no HEBs in Dallas, but apparently they are going to open up a bunch of stores in your neck of the woods. So I'm going to tell you, you have a better place to go shopping in a little while, because HEB blows fucking all the other supermarkets away.
What kind of a store?
It's a supermarket. Yeah. It's better than like Kroger and all those other fucking places.
Why just go for convenience? We got Walmart down the street.
It's better than Walmart.
Well, Walmart's down the street. I just go with whatever's convenient.
Well, maybe this will be shorter down the street, then you can go to there.
I don't know if it'll be closer.
Yeah.
I can't live without Walmart. I don't know how it survives. It's just every once, every like at least maybe two times a week, I go to Walmart and not even knowing if I need it. I know there's probably nothing that I need, but there's probably something there that I want. So I just go and look around and shit. So. I don't know. I just like buying shit, I guess.
Have you had any other
things? It seems that he tweeted 3 days ago. That's all I know.
Okay. Well, hopefully he's not.
Yeah, he has me killed off.
I'm concerned. I'm legit see the cool dude. I'm, you know.
Yeah, Scott
Williams died.
The what?
Scott Williams died.
Oh, yeah, Scott Williams died. He wrote how many shit, dude? He wrote, what, half a dozen at least books? Maybe more?
No,
then he contributed to The Observer for, like, ever, basically.
Yeah, I always heard, I was reading his name, you know, his name would always pop up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Gawker has been shut down, apparently. Good riddance.
Hogan dropped the leg drop on their ass.
Hogan put the leg drop on those motherfuckers, didn't he? He put the leg drop in the Axe Bomber.
Well, technically, it really wasn't Hogan. It was just Hogan in name, but Hogan was being bankrolled by, I don't even know who the dude was, but it's some fucking billionaire dude who Gawker came out and said he was gay. This guy had never come out.
Yeah, he was the one.
Yeah.
I remember that. He was bankrolling Hogan's son.
A lot of people are saying, oh, they're doing bankruptcy. Hogan ain't going to get no money. Hogan's getting some money because he's getting money from this dude. Because I'm sure this dude is fucking happy as shit that fucking Hogan was able to do it. And you know he's lining Hogan's pockets. And it's all under the table money, too. So you know fucking Hogan will never talk about it like he's getting paid from the dude. But you know the dude's taking care of him. I mean, he did,
I'm sure Hogan's douchebag old lady has probably made a few calls to him trying to get back on the good side. And her big cake problem, so, you know. And apparently Nick Diaz will not be allowed to be in Nate Diaz's corner this weekend. So, that's what I'm reading right here.
I think Jake Shields.
It'll be a clean match, no outside interference.
That was fucking. People think the Diaz brothers are stupid. That was Nick is a fucking genius, because you got Connor, who's Mr. Get in your head, and you know he's late. He's late to these press conferences on purpose, and fucking. You know, that's what he's gonna do. He's gonna show up late, come in like the big star, you know, make everyone wait, all this bullshit. Did that. And they're already getting tired of him, so Dana's already pissed off and saying that he's not here in 30 minutes, we're ending it, the thing regardless. So they barely get there on time. And then Nick waits for Nate to leave, like, let's go. He was late, so we're leaving now. So they get up and walk, and they don't walk right through the back. They decide they got to fucking walk around the whole fucking thing talking shit. And then Connor goes fucking starts talking shit. And then, you know, they start flinging the fucking water bottles, but they're just tossing them. They're not like trying to fucking like, looks like they're trying to throw like a fucking 100-mile-an-hour pitch. But fucking, then you see Connor throw one, and then he jumps up and starts looking her water bottles all crazy-eyed and starts choking him while Dane is fucking screaming at him not to throw him. Oh, man, that was actually, that was beautiful. That press conference was actually fucking awesome.
Anybody who lets Connor get to him is a fucking idiot, in my opinion. He's just a moron. He's just a troll.
Yeah, he's been coming off that way with his power play that screwed him out of a fucking major fucking payday. Because who knows how many buys fucking UFC 200 would have got if they were the main event. But he fucking fucked that shit up, and then he knew he fucked it up, so then he's like, oh, we made up. I'm back on the card thinking that'll smooth everything over. And they're like, fuck you. You know, so they totally fucking beat his ass on that one. And now fucking he's looking like an idiot on this press conference. And they really got him because since they did that and they ended the press conference when they were like ending it, he's like, I still have things to say and stuff. So, you know, he had like fucking rehearsed lines that he was going to fucking deliver the whole fucking time, and he didn't get to do none of them, so fucking Adidas just cut him up of him doing his fucking, his promos and made him look like a fucking idiot, you know, I mean, because you expect shit like that from them, you don't expect fucking Goner to go all fucking madman and start chunking shit in the audience and stuff, so that was great. What did you think about that, Craig?
I think it's brilliant. They took something that, let's be honest, they didn't have a ton of hype behind it, even though it's Conor McGregor. But I think they're going to do huge numbers because of it. I don't know if it was, you know, orchestrated or planned out or any of that, but I don't care who was in charge of it and whose idea it was or anything like that. It was awesome that they did it because they're gonna make some money. So. Cool.
I still think it'll do more than what it was going to do, but I don't think it's, I think people are going to be, it's going to do like an incredible buy rate, but it ain't going to, I don't think it's going to break a million.
No, but it's going to do a lot more than it should. It's going to do a lot more than it was going to do without this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. We are actually
apparently,
getting a call here. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead and take the call if we're getting a call.
All right, let me put them on. Caller calling from area code 310. Who's this?
How's it going, guys? It's Tom.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Tom?
How
you
doing? What's
going on?
How you doing? Not too much. I just tuned in, so not entirely sure what topic you're on, but if you let me know, I can probably dive in.
Oh, we were talking about the whole Connor and Diaz press conference, and then before that, we've been talking about Paige and Del Rio and Eva Marie getting popped for a wellness violation.
Yeah, I mean, the wellness violations seem to be, I would love to see the how and how they actually test and how this thing actually operates, because it just seems to be incredibly random. I mean, is there any, like, public knowledge? They are a publicly traded company. Shouldn't they have to release, technically, how they do the testing, or is that not the case?
I'm not sure, but if it is a public company, I would assume that there are some people would be able to access that information. I wouldn't know about how.
Maybe
they do
buried
it,
on their website somewhere. You'd have to go look for it. You know, like on the corporate website, it might be on there somewhere.
I mean, the entire wellness policy seems to be, for the most part, well, it seems to be just a personification of what WWE actually is, in the sense that it's just a facade that they put on to make themselves seem like they're part of the upstanding corporate world, but in reality, it's just completely random. I'm sure that they make sure that, although, I mean, Reigns getting popped for something obviously makes me think that it is maybe a bit legit, but I have to imagine that 98% of things are flying underneath that radar. I mean, you got some of these guys that still show up looking like cartoon characters, but I guess a lot of the full-time guys don't necessarily look ridiculous, but the part-time guys that come in, it's just patently ridiculous. The Rock, Lesnar.
Yeah.
You know.
The Rock always, he's always jacked in his movies, but he's always more jacked when he shows up for WrestleMania. Obviously there's like a double standard, but I think there's testing. I just think they pretty much know when the testing is going, so they're able to kind of walk around it. And I don't think WWE, they don't want their people to be suspended, so I'm sure they don't mind that they kind of do that, where they kind of like just skirt around it, or they know when the tests are coming, so they might be clean at that time. It has picked up. I mean, you know, Roman, Adam Rose, you have the three today and yesterday. So it's obviously, they obviously are testing, but there is a double standard. Like, if Vince is going to wrestle a match, they're not going to test Vince, and you know he's fucking gassed to the gills. Same thing with Hunter, you know what I mean? Brock is gaining 20 pounds of muscle within a month, basically, somehow. So, and then, obviously it's a double standard.
To me, it's such an absurd, I mean, it's so hypocritical and such an insane joke to me that they do this testing in the first place. I mean, they make these guys travel, 225 days out of the year on the road constantly, wrestle back-to-back nights, 35 minutes a night. They refuse to make them anything other than independent contractors, despite the fact that they put absurd things into their contract, non-compete clauses all over the place. Essentially, they can get fired if they, in any way, shape, or form, don't follow exactly what is being said for them to do, yet they get no insurance. They're not technically employees of the company. And then WWE wants to distance themselves from these guys when they take any kind of drug, whether it be as small as Adderall or as much as steroids, cocaine, whatever it is. And WWE wants to distance themselves from these guys when their company culture, company policies, and absurd decisions to continue to not insure these guys has just perpetuated the entire existence of how these guys behave anyways. I just find it insulting, but...
In some ways, you're right, but in some ways, you know, they didn't pull away from Roman Reigns. They kept him in the main event and promoted him being in the main event that whole time he was suspended.
Sure.
So they pick and choose, you know what I mean? Like I say, it's a double standard. It all depends on who you are, you know what I mean? Like Adam Rose got popped for whatever he got popped for and then spoke out about it, you know what I mean? Roman Reigns got popped for the same thing. You know, one got fired and one got the main event of the next pay-per-view. So it all depends on who you are.
Adam Rose did come out and publicly say some stuff that didn't endear him to the company.
Yeah.
Right. Wasn't he also accused of battery? Like domestic assault, like the week before that, though? I feel like that probably had
more something with his wife, but I remember seeing like a photo or something of him in an orange jumpsuit in court or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like that had more to do with his firing than the Adderall violation. I'm not saying he wouldn't have gotten fired for that, but I feel like that those two things coupled together, when you add to the fact that he's just a completely, like, expendable talent, that probably led to what it was. Have you guys talked about SummerSlam at all? This Sunday, or?
No, we haven't got the SummerSlam yet.
Cool.
But you can give us your thoughts on it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that as just a pure wrestling card, it's got to be one of the best, you know, I can't remember at least, like, of the big two pay-per-views, a better just pure wrestling card in a long time. I mean, just in terms of, like, the match quality that I expect. I think that some of the storylines have been a bit rushed, but I'm pretty excited to see just the entire card. I think it should be pretty good. What matches are you guys most excited to see?
Well, the match I was most excited for got all fucked up today with Eva getting suspended.
You're right.
Actually, I was hoping that her suspension did screw that matchup, so I didn't have to watch it. So.
Yeah. Well, there goes the. I mean, that's basically what I was talking about. So, with her out, I don't know. You know, the rest of the cards, not really going to stack up. But what do you guys think of Ziggler being just kind of propelled for the 97th time into a main event, kind of without much of, like, just the 0 to 100 that they seem to go to him and then back to zero? Do you think, I mean, what my main hope is that I don't think he can beat Ambrose. I don't think that benefits anyone because I don't think they're really going to go with Ziggler as a babyface, and I don't think Ambrose losing this soon does anything good for the company. So what I'm hoping happens is just Ziggler loses, pulls a flip out, turns heel, refreshes his character a little bit, and maybe that does something for him. But do you guys think Ziggler is beyond repair at some point, or you think this is kind of his last? I think this is his last chance, but I think they can still repair him a bit. But if they mess this one up, I think that's it.
Yeah, I think they got to turn him heel also on this one and kind of give him more of a sharper edge, because this fucking showstopper babyface fucking gimmick thing he's got going fucking sucks. And
yeah.
I used to enjoy watching Ziggler, and I really haven't enjoyed watching him in a while. So I think he'd be much better as a heel, and hopefully they'll do that, and hopefully they'll give him a strong push and not turn him into a joke. But it's like you said, it's like, you know, he's in the main event this month, and he can be in the pre-show next month.
Maybe they just put him in this spot just to do something different to kick off the draft, you know, with all the guys getting drafted and just, you know, like having new contenders who's just, okay, we'll do, people won't be expecting this, so that's what they did. And put him in the
event. His current gimmick just sucks. I mean, I think, like, it was one thing for, like, Shawn Michaels to pull this gimmick, A, because Shawn Michaels was actually both on the mic and in the ring, one of the greatest of all time. But the second thing was just when Shawn Michaels was pulling this exact gimmick, like, he was, you know, 95% of the card was just garbage in the ring. I mean, maybe that's an overstatement, but most of the matches were just garbage. And now, I mean, there's so much quality on the roster that just having a gimmick that you're an unbelievable wrestler, I mean, it just doesn't, it's not enough. You need to have more than that because, I mean, look up and down this, like, SummerSlam card. You got 8 to 10 guys that can go on the same level as him. So his gimmick is just, it's just meaningless, especially when they don't back it up with wins. Because he's really, I mean, he's good. He's really good, but he's not, like, head and shoulders better than, you know, any other 8 or 10 guys you can name on the card.
Well, his problem is he's trying to imitate Shawn Michaels by doing his moves and leaving out everything else, as in telling the story and how to react with the fans and all of that. I mean, he thinks because he throws a super kick and goes flying out of control, it takes these wild bumps that he's doing Shawn Michaels when there's a lot more to it than that. Craig, what are your thoughts on Ziggler?
I think the thing that frustrates me the most about Ziggler is the fact that he is a really good wrestler, and not just professional wrestler, but collegiate wrestler. If you heard the podcast with Ric Flair and Cody Rhodes, they went on and on and on about how Dolph is kind of a shooter. He wrestled in college. He's a great athlete. And why he has to do all this, for lack of a better term, show-off kind of stuff, I don't quite understand. Them putting him in the quote-unquote main event of SmackDown, I think is, how do I say it? I think they needed somebody to fill those shoes. And because of the draft and because they took a huge, huge roster and split it in half, and now it's kind of thin on both sides. If you don't think it's thin, try sitting through 3 hours of Raw and see if you don't doze off once or twice. But with Ziggler, I think it's kind of a way to see if he's always complaining he doesn't get the push. He's always complaining that he's not respected. So, okay, here's the ball. What are you going to do with it? And it's kind of on him. So if he can run with the ball, if he can go out there and have an awesome main event on the SmackDown side with Ambrose, I think, you know, maybe they'll push him more. The fact is he goes out there and he does a lot of moves really quickly and doesn't get anything over. There's no emotion from the crowd because they're still trying to process what his last move that he just got up from was. And, you know, he needs to slow down. And hopefully he can see that by wrestling in a main event.
I think he's just destined to be one of these, like, utility guys. It's just he's there to just throw out there when you want a good match or something every once in a while.
Sure.
Not so much to push, but just to have him on the roster so you can throw out there against whoever.
Yeah, I hope you're totally wrong, but up until now, you're completely right.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, we actually have to run down two cards here, so we're going to let you go. But if you have any, oh, I guess he hung up on me as I was getting ready to disconnect him. But anyways, we do have a shitload of matches on SummerSlam, so.
Before he popped in, I was reading the update about the Scott Williams passing away. Apparently, Chael Sonnen's newborn girl died yesterday.
Yeah. That's a horrible story.
Was there any details, or was it just one of those?
I think she was premature and passed away, I think, 3-4 days later. Really sad.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Really, really sad. Hey, before we get into SummerSlam and NXT, just let me read over the card for tomorrow night's ROH show. You guys don't have to comment. Just let me read. We got a six-man tag match with Chaos versus the Bullet Club. We got a non-title match with Pro Wrestling's last real man, Silas Young, and the never openweight champion, Tetsuri Shibata. We got Mark Briscoe versus Bobby Fish. And in the main event, we have Adam Cole versus Jay Lethal. And I'm actually very much looking forward to this, and can't wait
to
watch.
That's not the real main event.
Okay, what's the real main event?
Toru Yano is the main event.
Okay.
Because he's the greatest Japanese wrestler of all time.
Okay.
He's awesome. I love Toru Yano. I don't know why Dave hates him so much. When he does the RVD thing, it hits the low blow. I fucking love Toru Yano. I don't give a fuck. And also, after Toru Yano, I am kind of curious to watch Shibata just beat the living fuck out of Silas Young. I hope Silas Young knows what he's fucking in store for. Because he's going to get kicked in the head and face really hard.
Agreed. It's going to be tremendous.
Now, they could have left fucking, what the fuck's his name? It sounds like Tanahashi, but it's not Tanahashi. The dude who comes out with
the
hot chicks, in New Japan, he comes out with all the hot chicks, but Takahashi.
Okay.
He sucks. I hate him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's fucking garbage. God damn, he's the worst Japanese wrestler I've ever seen.
Moving on to Saturday's show, NXT Brooklyn, NXT TakeOver Brooklyn Part 2. We've got Ember Moon, who is making her debut against Billie Kay. I've never seen Ember Moon wrestle. I don't know anything about her. There you go.
Okay, I'll tell you exactly who Ember Moon is. you know how Brian's always talking about how Naomi's this badass fucking athlete and supposedly good worker?
Okay.
Okay. Multiply Naomi times a million, because Naomi sucks. And when you see Ember Moon, you're going to totally agree. This chick is awesome. She's kind of short. She's a little thick. She's not fat. She's just got, like, a, you know, big ass and thick thighs. But she can do all kinds of shit. She's a high flyer. She's a good wrestler. She's, her and Oscar are by far the best, the workers there. And she's awesome. She's everything that Brian wants out of Naomi that he'll never get from her.
Then have No Way Jose against Austin Aries in one of the funniest build-ups for a match I ever seen, where Austin Aries was cutting a rug, and then
he's a good dancer. I've seen him dance for another thing.
Here's my prediction: there's no way that a guy named No Way Jose will ever main event WrestleMania. That's my prediction.
Yeah, the crowd is solidly behind No Way.
What's the gimmick that I'm missing here?
That's a great question. I don't know.
I just wonder if there's something behind the name that I'm not picking up
on. He's a heck of a dancer. He likes to have fun. But let's be honest, who doesn't like to have fun?
It's just another version
of
Adam Rose in that labor arena. Yeah, it's going to get over with a couple hundred people, but it'll fucking die a horrible death on WWE. I mean, it might be over Saturday, but
yeah,
like if they were to bring him up, fuck no.
Funny, you know, just going back real quick to the draft real quick, I found it hilarious that you got all these guys who, if wrestling was real, you know how people say that all the time. You got all these people, and somebody picks Mojo Rawley, and when you got Samoa Joe and Nakamura and all those guys on the roster to pick from. But no, we don't want them. We want this guy.
Right? they want fucking Carmella and Nia Jax and Eva Marie, and we don't want Asuka. She's only like one of the best women's wrestlers in the world.
Well, she is the champion. She has to drop the title.
Yeah, but this, even if she drops the title, they're not going to bring her up. They should.
I don't see why they don't bring her up. She's like one of the more glamorous looking, you know, especially for a Japanese woman.
Vince don't like the Asians, dude. Something's wrong with him. His brain don't work right. I mean, because they had Gail Kim a couple
Asians.
Times and didn't do nothing with Gail
Kim. He
made
Yokozuna the world's champion.
The what?
He made Yokozuna the world's champion. He don't mind the Asians.
He was Samoan.
He's in Hawaii.
Why. He don't got
I know
a problem
he was
with
Samoan.
Samoan.
That's a joke. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
He promoted him as Japanese, so obviously he don't mind the Asian people.
Yeah. He don't like Asian women, though. That's the gayest thing I ever heard.
All right, let's get back on topic here, fellas. Cena Almas, Andre Cena Almas. Yes, I'm horrible. And so is he. Versus Bobby Roode. I hope Bobby Roode dismantles this man. I don't know what the problem is with this guy.
Now, normally I would be mocking you, Craig, but that was totally not about you. Since he showed up in WWE, that is not La Sombra. That's just somebody who claims he's La Sombra, but that ain't fucking La Sombra. And then it's
this
dude back to fucking Mexico and have him send up Balador or something, because this dude sucks.
The only cool thing I've seen out of him was the last show, and it wasn't even really him. He did the headstand in the corner and got super kicked by somebody. You know, I thought it was a cool spot. That's about it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool if they did some kind of angle where they had footage of this guy jumping the quote-unquote real Almas, La Sombra, and then they had a match to see which one of them gets to stay. So this guy was like waiting at the airport and jumped him and took his passport and everything. And there's two of them. And this is the real La Sombra that comes back. Anyway.
All right. It's a big game changer.
I'm telling you.
I got to say, Rick, Rude, though, his entrance music is a work of art.
Yeah.
It's up there with, like, Real Man and the Rougeau Brothers theme and shit like that. I mean, it's just amazing.
I'm looking forward to seeing him. He's been one of my favorites for a long time. I just don't watch TNA.
I don't even care about him. I just want to hear the music.
I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with him. So.
We have the tag team champions, The Revival. They are facing Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. And I think this is going to tear the house down.
I agree.
Well, I saw it live just a couple of weeks ago, and it was pretty good. Hopefully it'll have a better finish than the finish they had, but everything else was looking awesome. So, yeah, the Revival dudes, I mean, they'll never be famous, but goddamn, they're a goddamn good tag team.
Mm-hmm.
I'd at least bring them with a SmackDown so American Alpha had somebody to fucking work with. I got nobody to work with there.
Yeah.
We also have NXT Women's Champion, I almost pulled a granny, Asuka versus Bayley. If they don't pull the trigger on Bayley pretty soon, they might as well just bring her up. So I don't care which. Anyway.
Sorry, pull the trigger on her.
They just need to bring her up.
She's too homely looking for them.
They got a spot open on Sunday. Unfortunately, it's on the wrong side.
Well.
They can have Naomi be the shortest lived babyface turn and have her go back healing and bring in Bayley to team with Carmella and Becky.
She would be a good fit for that SmackDown division because, you know, nobody really stands out right there right now.
I can just see it now. Bayley, we got good news and bad news. You're on the show tonight. Bad news, we need you to dye your hair red.
And get a boob job.
That's right. No, she doesn't need it. My God, that woman. Anyway, the main event is the NXT champion Samoa Joe versus Shinsuke Nakamura, and I am so excited to watch this.
It'll be okay.
But
it'll be fine.
Really
average.
This is Robert level trolling.
I was watching this face-to-face interview. I was on YouTube, and they had, like, a face-to-face thing doing this matchup. That makes you want to slap Nakamura in the mouth when you see that hair fluffed over.
He's
like an asshole.
Okay, I'm glad someone agrees with me, because to me, he is the douchiest person who ever lived. Now, I'm not criticizing his wrestling. I'm criticizing the way he looks. He looks like a douchey-ass motherfucker. And
I think it was more he was sitting there in his regular clothes with that hair. Like, then he's in there in his gear and stuff. It kind of fits the whole thing. So it's kind of like the whole package and doesn't look that bad. But it's in their regular clothes, like sitting on a stool. It was like, okay. He was like an asshole.
And a lot of times he'll dress like Michael Jackson, and he's got that douchey, greasy hair dressed like Michael Jackson. It's like, God, I can't stand this dude. I can't wait for him to go heel in a year or two. It's going to be awesome.
Wow.
Hopefully they don't sign him up for a Pepsi commercial.
No, I mean, I think he's a great wrestler. It's going to be an awesome match, but goddamn, he looks like a douche.
Well, maybe he is. I don't know. I don't know the guy. He was on Jericho's podcast. He could have been nicer, though.
How was that? How's his English, by the way?
It was poor. Not as bad as yours, but it was poor.
That's the thing about some of these, like some of these Japanese guys when they're being in America when they're being interviewed or something. Like the person interviewing talks to them like they're 5 years old or something.
I was worried after the Jericho podcast because Jericho was doing that. How do I describe it? He was like talking, not in Japanese, but very broken English to him, to be really slow, and it almost sounded like he was doing the, you know, the stereotypical.
Like, me go this way, you go that way, we go that way, or something.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And I was worried that Jericho was going to get a bunch of heat, but I didn't see any, so.
No, I mean, in respect of watching a Jushin Liger our video shoot interview once. Dear God.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible.
Bad, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Jericho, he's gone to Japan enough to where he knows how to communicate, and where
sure.
I can see some asshole on Twitter taking offense to be, oh, he's being racist.
Absolutely.
But, you know, he's doing the best job he can to do to speak to someone whose English is you know first language. So I mean,
yeah,
it depends. Right. Like I'm sure Jericho did a good job, but like Couture said, I'm sure like RF probably fucking made it sound like he was talking to a 5 year old or something.
Right. Okay. So this leads us to Sunday, SummerSlam Sunday, Super China Buffet Day for all of you newcomers. The first one on the list, it says, this is off the WWE website, Carmella, Becky Lynch, and Naomi versus Natalya and Alexa Bliss. She's been erased from history.
You know what? They're probably going to throw in Nia Jax, even though she's on the other brand. That's what because they need a heel. And I don't think they're going to throw in Maryse. I don't think Maryse is going to wrestle.
They need to take one person off the other thing.
Or they could just introduce her and have her not come out and it just be the three against the two.
Or they could just do it on the pre-show so it doesn't affect me whatsoever.
No,
Or they could introduce all the women and not Eva Marie, and then Nia comes out and annihilates everybody.
I don't want to see her touch Alexa Bliss.
Okay. We have
Speaking of Nia Jax, she just destroyed the, I guess she's the former San Antonio Women's Champion, but, the former River City Wrestling Women's Champion got destroyed by Nia Jax on Monday.
I see.
I didn't see it, unfortunately.
They're obviously leading to her and Braun Strowman dating or something. All these job matches they're doing, they just seem to be on the same path. I don't know.
They could be a tag team. They could kick the New Day's ass.
That could be a good angle, though. Those two dating, going out on dates.
Actually, that's the smartest thing you've ever said.
I said Moe's smarter. You just don't listen. Or understand what I say half the time. So. Okay.
Okay. So, Cesaro versus Sheamus, and am I not mistaken, but this is the first of the best of seven series?
It should be the third.
That's the first match.
Yeah, but it should be the third because they've wrestled twice before. They wrestled twice.
Yeah, but
they
the seven when they wrestled twice before.
Technically, they're doing a best of nine.
Plus, this is for nothing, so I don't even know why they're having it in the first place.
You know
what's there is
talk
that.
About it? It's going to be a good match, but if you're doing a best of seven, the only way to do it is to have the heel get the heat up on them, like Nita and Magnum. So it'll be a good match, but I'd pretty sure Sheamus is going to win, unfortunately.
Next up, we have the Intercontinental Champion, Mike Mizanahan, versus Apollo Crews. I guess this was set up on Tuesday.
I thought it was Apollo Creed.
A couple weeks ago when he won a Battle Royal or something.
Oh, okay. I've yet to see one new episode of SmackDown, thanks to my radio schedule on Tuesdays. Yeah.
It's
I'm
been
behind.
Better. It's actually
I'm
been
sure
a lot
better. Yeah, on Monday, Cameron goes, "Where's John Cena been?" I said, "He's on Tuesdays. We just don't watch." We have Enzo Amore.
Did you see that Maurice is coming out in a movie?
No.
Yeah, I saw that. Where did I see it today? Anyway, they had a picture of her from the movie, and it's coming out. I don't know. It's coming out. I don't know exactly when. I don't know if it's this week or pretty soon. But I don't even know if it's a WWE movie, but she's coming out in the movie. Sadly, it's not a porno.
I see. Okay, we have Enzo Amore and Big Cass versus Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens. I think this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'd probably be better if it was just a debate than an actual wrestling match.
Nothing for sure?
No.
Okay.
Enzo's growing on me. I'm liking him more and more every week. I used to not like him at all.
Fair enough. I didn't like Big Cass at first. I thought he was just kind of a big stiff, but he's entertaining, and he's a pretty good worker. We have the WWE Tag Team Champions, The New Day, fighting over the honor of Big E's nuts versus Drew Galloway and Carl Anderson. Did I see Drew Galloway?
Drew Gallows. I always get those two mixed up, too. I hear about Drew Galloway in TNA. I thought he was in WWE with Carl Anderson.
Carl Anderson, he should dump Luke Gallows, and he should team with the better guy on the Revival, the one that does the Arn Anderson spots.
Would you be able to tell them
that
apart?
That would be a hell of a tag team.
As long as they keep doing this fucking whatever it is, I guess this is supposed to be comedy with the lab coats, because that shit is horrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
I like how they've had Carl do the job, basically. And all the matches they lose, it's always Anderson losing when he's like a million times better than Gallows.
Yep, absolutely.
One of the best G1 matches I ever saw was Carl Anderson versus Toro Yano. Just because Carl Anderson was doing all the Toro Yano spots and stuff, and he did them perfectly. I mean, the comedy they're doing there was bad, but he can do great comedy in the ring during his match, besides having a serious match. I mean, I really dig Carl Anderson. He's awesome.
By the way, if you want to try the Bootios cereal, just go buy a box of Lucky Charms. Yes, my son talked me into buying a box of Bootios. And they're
Was it Lucky Charms just in different shapes or what?
No, pretty much. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Lucky Charms is like the marshmallows and all the fruit or all the shaped marshmallows. There's marshmallows in Bootios? I thought it was more like Cheerios.
Oh, yeah. No. It's Lucky Charms. Trust me. In fact, I bet you they went into those supermarkets and bought the great big bags of generic Lucky Charms and poured them into a Bootios box.
And charge more than
just to get a little bit of Lucky Charms when I was little.
Yeah, they're fine, but they're nothing special. Just go buy Lucky Charms.
I never ate Lucky Charms. I mainly ate Frosted Flakes. There was these fucking ones. They were big ass circles.
Cheerios?
Not Cheerios, man. Mm-hmm. They were like, no, not Fruit Loops. These were bigger. I haven't seen a commercial for it in like 20 years, probably. But it was some honeycombs.
I was always a big fan of. I was a big fan of Crunch Berries. Still am.
Just the Crunch Berry. I hated the one that was mixed because the fucking yellow ones would get all soft and yucky really quick. So I only would eat like the Crunch Berries. Those were awesome. Oh, the cookie
Crunch Berries and peanut butter
crunch. Cookie Crisp were like the shit. That was that. Tell me that's not the greatest cereal of all time.
Okay. Off of cereal. WWE Women's Champion Sasha Banks. Should we be wrestling Charlotte?
Is it me, or has Charlotte and Dana? Does it look like they're getting fat?
Oh, I don't know. Dana's always kind of weird.
To me, they look like they're starting to get pudgy. Both of them, the last couple weeks.
I hadn't noticed anything with Charlotte. Dana always looks like she's kind of pudgy.
Well, she's actually got
a lot
of pudgy.
They have a wrestling and stuff, it isn't very flattering, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons why they're putting her in more clothing, because when she first showed up, she was lean as fuck because she was doing all the competitions. But now that she's got a different schedule and all that, she's getting a lot softer and a lot – she looks like she's getting a little fluffy there. And to me, Charlotte the last 2 weeks looks like she's gained – I don't want to say a lot of weight, but she looks a lot softer to me too. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's just me or maybe it's just me, but I don't know. I just see them. They look like they've gained weight.
I'm guessing with Charlotte, it has to do with her massive boob job that she got. Let's be honest.
That could be it. I mean, that really could be it, honestly. Dana is like the ugliest, hot, sexy chick I've ever seen. If that makes any sense.
Kind of like how Kerry Von Erich was the ugliest, good-looking man you've ever seen.
Shut up. Kerry Von Erich is the most handsome man ever. Shut up.
Look at Kerry Von Erich when he's... Kerry Von Erich, he's got a horse face, but he's got, like... He's like the most attractive, ugliest man I've ever seen in my life.
Oh.
Well, since there's a part of a comment there, I won't totally blow my stack, but... Yeah, I guess I could see that. But it is true. She's fucking hot as shit, but she's ugly. I don't know how it's possible to be both, but it is.
Okay. We have U.S. champion Rusev. He's going to be wrestling Roman Reigns. I've already seen the match. I don't need to see it again.
Yeah, I mean, I just see Rusev retains on Sunday because he won the match. Reigns already won the match on Monday, so him winning again don't make much sense.
Yeah, and Reigns is too big for the Intercontinental title, unfortunately.
That's what
I mean. Certain wrestlers
are competing for it.
Yeah, it's not for the title?
No, it's for the U.S. title.
Yeah, the U.S. title. It's a title he's too big to have.
I don't know if he's too big to have it. John Cena wasn't too big. John Cena is perfectly fine as U.S. champion.
They wanted to de-emphasize John Cena. They're not trying to de-emphasize Roman Reigns. So I just don't see him. I can see him winning the match, but not the title. You know what I mean? Like, something's happened.
I can see him as U.S. champion. So they're trying to elevate they're trying to make the title, like, bigger. That's why he's been in the main event, like, the last 2 weeks.
If they weren't introducing a new world title that they have to put over as the main title, I'd agree with you. But because they are introducing a new title, I just don't see why you'd want to put Reigns. I can see why they wouldn't want to put Reigns as the U.S. champion. I mean, I had have no problem with it. I wish back, you know, it was like the days when Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon had the Intercontinental, Magnum T.A. had the U.S. champion, Nikita was the U.S. champion. I wish they'd do that shit. John Cena even, you know, that was actually pretty cool when he was champion, but I just don't see that. You know, to me, those titles are for titles for people other than John Cena, for guys who aren't at the very top. So I can see Roman Reigns winning some kind of smaz or something, disqualification or, you know, whatever, but Rusev keeps the title. I actually hope he keeps the title because I love Rusev. Rusev's been one of the best things on Raw for a very long time, and that match was actually, if that match would have been 7 minutes shorter, it would have been totally awesome. So hopefully the match will be about half of what it was on Raw. Yeah, it was good. It just was a little too long for those two dudes. But if you shortened it and have them do all the big spots in half the time, it'd be even better. So hopefully that's what they'll do.
The match I'm most looking forward to is next, John Cena versus AJ Styles. I think these guys are going to have a heck of a match. AJ always steps up, and when's the last time he saw John Cena have a bad match?
I put AJ over in this one, and then move him into the world title picture. If John Cena's not there for a while. And in fact, I go before the year's out, I expect AJ Styles to be the champion at some point.
Yep. Agreed.
And I hope so.
Agreed. We have world champion Dean Ambrose. He'll be facing Dolph Ziggler. We spent a lot of time on this already. Should be a good match. I don't think it's going to steal the show by any means, but yeah. And in the quote-unquote main event, Brock and Randy is the main event. In the main event on the Raw side, Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins. This is to crown the first ever Seth Rollins.
No, Frank, you're wrong. It's not Finn Balor, it's the Demon King.
You interrupted me for that.
His name's Finn Balor.
The Demon King went to the other show.
Often. I think we're going to have the Demon King.
Yeah, Finn Balor, the Demon King.
Yes.
It's the same guy.
Yeah, I know it's the same guy, but as far as WWE is concerned, the announcers and everyone are just going to be referring to him as the Demon King.
Well, I wish they wouldn't, because it's really dumb.
I bet you $100 they still refer to him as Finn Balor when he's in his whole get-up during the match.
Anyway, the Demon King, Finn Balor, is going to wrestle Seth Rollins to crown the first ever WWE Universal Champion. I'm really excited for this match as well. I think it's going to be very good.
Why do I have a feeling that they just did the Demon King thing on Monday because they didn't want him like losing in his debut and his beat, you know, in the whole get up in the gimmick that he's going to lose here.
Right.
I wish you wouldn't have
said
that.
You know, it's getting that time of year, you know, where it's time to push Kane. Maybe he's going to be jealous, the Demon King and Demon Kane, and he's going to cost him the match. You know that's something they would do, too.
Oh, yeah. I could see it.
Yeah. I wish you wouldn't have said any of that shit. Now that's probably what's going
to
happen.
Well, nobody that's in a position of power is listening to this bullshit anyway.
And in the main event, no titles on the line in the main event, but in the main event, Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton. I don't know why you'd bring Randy back to lose. This is kind of a pick 'em. I have no idea what's going to happen.
This is what I would do. I would have, they'd have a good match. Brock's about to win. And then Mark Hunt's cousin, Joe Hunt, attacks Brock and kicks his ass and lays him out, and then we can have an quote-unquote MMA match between Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe Hunt.
Hmm.
I don't understand one thing you just said.
I get it. I get it. He's hoping Samoa
idea.
Joe do a run-in. Yes, but it's not just... It's not
Mark Hunt's a household name, right?
Right. Right. That's the problem. But
Everybody knows that Brock Lesnar went to UFC and beat the shit out of a Samoan dude who got all mad and cried about it, and he can make a story off of it.
You know, just because they're Samoan, not all of them are related.
No, that's bullshit. They are.
They are not.
For a fact, because I used to work with this dude. He was my supervisor for a while, and he was Samoan. And I swear to God, he was related to fucking everybody. Because The Rock and Alpha and Sika, they were all his cousins. They were all his, all the wrestlers were his cousins on his mama's side. And then remember when the Pittsburgh Steelers won the Super Bowl? And I asked him, and they had that, what's his name, Malou? I can't say his name, but the guy with all the hair.
Tatupu. Yes.
Not Tatupu. He does the hair, the shampoo commercials.
Yeah, I know who you're talking
anyway,
about.
Anyway, so I go, hey, did you see him? Did you see that Samoan on the Steelers? And he's like, oh, he's my cousin, too. He's my cousin on my daddy's side. So they're all fucking related, dude.
I hate to burst your bubble, but this person lied to you.
I don't think so.
I think they were just brought up to believe that if you're Samoan, you're cousins. You know?
Yeah.
I said that about an
African American.
Everybody be screaming racism.
That's
true. They're all related. They all look alike.
That's true.
I don't look nothing like Craig. I'm a handsome man.
Okay.
But yeah, it should be a good show. Cause it's going to be a long show. And
oh yeah,
see, I won't be watching this until it goes over. So I'm going to have to watch. I'm not going to watch the old pre-show, and that's 6 hours of bullshit. Ugh.
That's right.
All right, Craig, who are you? I know you, Craig. I know somehow, some way, when y'all go to Brian's to watch SummerSlam, you're going to arrange it to where you're on the middle seat of the sofa, and you got Lance Storm on your right, and you got Brent Crimmin on your left. I know that's your plan, right?
Oh, yeah. It's like you know me, Ed.
Oh,
is
Lance going?
Oh, yeah, Lance is going to be there.
Huh.
I've already got a secret pact with Lance to him and I are going to do our best to ignore Brent the whole time. So,
tell Brian he needs to have a video camera. Like, you know how, like, they did those little things from last year? We need way more of fucking Brent harassing Lance Storm, dude. Landstorm's going to be wishing that I was there instead. That's how bad it's going to be.
That's true. I don't get anxious, but I feel like I need Xanax before I go to this show.
You know,
because I'm already dreading it.
Speaking of crazy people going to the Super Channel Buffet Day,
yeah.
You think Supersonic will show up to Brian's to watch the pay-per-view after he banned Brian from sitting in any of his group seat sections for WrestleMania?
Right. I don't think he's going to show.
Didn't he get banned from the board, too?
Yeah. That's why he's mad at Brian, because he got banned from the board, even though it wasn't
Brian
who banned
him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But that promo he cut was
so
awesome. This does not include his family members, his friends. But if you let him sit with you, then you're banned from future. That freak out was awesome.
Where are you going to eat, Craig? Like a big buffet somewhere?
Yeah, it's this place. It's about 40 minutes up the road. It's a Brazilian steakhouse. It's very nice. Been there before for one of Brian's birthdays a couple of years ago. It's real good.
It's not the one where Brian threw a fit about one time. There was one time y'all went to Brazilian steakhouse and they weren't bringing the meat to Brian's satisfaction.
Yeah, this,
and he had a freak out.
No, that place is out of business. Those people are horrible. So yeah, this is a different place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah.
Where are you going, Katrera? Are you going anywhere? McDonald's? No.
Pizza Hut? Nope. Oh, I wouldn't go to the Burger King. Get me a Whopperito.
What's a Whopperito? I've been hearing that, but
I don't know.
It's
a Whopper.
What the fuck it is.
It's a Whopper burrito. It's just like a Whopper inside a tortilla.
Oh. Okay.
It actually looks pretty good.
Have you tried the Whopper dog?
The what?
The Whopper dog. They made a fucking hot dog with everything in a Whopper, so there's freaking lettuce on your freaking hot dog.
I tried the mac and Cheetos.
I haven't tried those.
It's those like Cheetos, except it went with like macaroni and cheese inside the Cheeto. I love when they come up with the weird shit, because I just, you know, I'm all in for some fast food. I don't care what it does to me. Even when Taco Bell has something, I'm there.
It's just donor food, let's be honest.
It really sucks that the most horrible food for you is the best tasting food in the world.
I know. It's just like, I go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, man. I just, my favorite part of the chicken is eating the skin. You know, I'm not long for this world, obviously.
But anyway, I guess we can go ahead and end the show since we pretty much covered everything amazingly.
Yes, please.
Trying to think if there's anything else. No, I don't think so.
Go to Facebook. Everybody, go to my Facebook page. Have you seen the video I got up there?
Video for what?
I don't think so.
Video. Apparently, this guy was on a subway, and he was one of those that he was like fiddling with himself, I guess you would say. You know, like some people on the subway want to do. And video had a camera on him, and she shamed him. She screamed at him and told him, "Get up and get off the fucking subway at the next stop. I don't care if it's your stop or not. Get up and get the fuck off." And he did. He got up and let the fuck off. And the funniest thing was he was wearing a Royal Rumble shirt. So.
I haven't seen it.
Go to my Facebook page and check it out. It's actually pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. But anyway, we'll go ahead and talk to everybody next week, and we will see you then.
Be the man! You gotta beat the man!
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the Matrix shit! Let's go hook him up!
Tonight.